2 days to spare, U.S. President Joe Biden signed legislation on Saturday that lifts the nation's debt ceiling, averting an unprecedented default on the federal government's debt. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
House of Representatives and the Senate passed the legislation this week after Biden and House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy reached an agreement following tense negotiations. The Treasury Department had warned it would be unable to pay all its bills on June the 5th if Congress had failed to act by then. Biden signed the bill at the White House a day after, hailing it as a bipartisan triumph in his first ever Oval Office address to the nation as president.
Both sides operated in good faith. Both sides kept their word.
Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Signal failure is emerging as the likely cause of a rail accident that killed at least 275 people in India. Rescue workers completed operations on Sunday after the country's deadliest rail crash in more than two decades. India's Railway Board, the top executive body, has recommended that the case be handed over to the Central Bureau of Investigation, this according to the railway minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who faces an election due next year, visited the scene on Saturday to talk to rescue workers, inspect the wreckage, and meet some of the injured. He said, quote, "those found guilty will be punished stringently," end quote. China's defense minister defended sailing a warship across the path of an American destroyer and Canadian frigate transiting the Taiwan Strait, telling a gathering of some of the world's top defense officials in Singapore on Sunday that so-called freedom of navigation patrols are a provocation to China. In his first international public address since becoming defense minister in March, General Li Shengfu told the Shangri-La Dialogue that China doesn't have any problems with innocent passage. This is VOA News. An explosion caused by a Russian missile strike near the central Ukrainian city of Dnipro